Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. Everybody, please move up if you can, because there's no microphone yet, so inshallah, so everybody could hear. There's a hadith on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It says, Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna ala saf al awwal. Allah and His angels give salawat on the first saf. The difference between the first saf and the second saf is a big difference. When the angels give salawat on a person, they say, Rabbi ighfir warhamhu. They ask for forgiveness for him. When Allah gives salawat on a person, He forgives him, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd. يا أيها الذين آمنوا يقول الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لا عيش إلا عيشة الآخرة أما بعد الحمد لله Allah has given us another day to be alive. We seek His forgiveness and we seek His guidance. And we ask for Him to guide us and lead us to the right path. We bear witness that whoever Allah guides can never be misguided. And whoever Allah leaves to stray, nobody can put him to guidance except Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, and to fast is better for you if only you knew. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, Allah, there is no life except the life of the Akhirah. InshaAllah, today I'm going to talk. Alhamdulillah, we just finished Ramadan 2 weeks ago. And we did a month of fasting. And I came to all the khutbas here. And I noticed that nobody really talked about what's good about fasting. Why do we fast? What's the fadl of fasting? And today's topic, inshaAllah, is fasting after Ramadan, continuing the fasting after Ramadan, and why we should do it. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ صدق العظيم. Everybody hears this ayah all the time. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed to you as it has been prescribed to those before you, so that you may gain taqwa, so you may gain piety. Alhamdulillah, when I was in Ramadan, in my class, I'm a student at Rutgers, you notice that the Jews had Yom Kippur, they fasted during this month, and the Hindus fasted also. So, alhamdulillah, we know that others have been given this task to do. But for us, it's version 3.0. It's the newest version. It's you know, not just for the Hindus, they don't eat anything until they can actually see the moon. You know, no matter if somebody else sees it. For the Christians, they can drink water. For some of them, for the Catholics for Lent, they just have to give up something that they like. You know, some people it's just they don't eat meat. They could eat fish. For us, it's a whole month where we fast. Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to fast extra. He used to fast before Ramadan and after Ramadan. And let's find out why Allah says, لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you can gain piety. Why has He prescribed fasting to people? There's a hadith Qudsi, which means it's Allah saying these words through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's in a hadith, but it's Allah's words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, all the deeds of Adam's sons' people are for them, except fasting, which is for me, and I will give them reward for it. I'll stop there. The hadith continues, but I'm going to stop there. What does that mean? All the deeds of sons of Adam are for them, but fasting is for me. Sheikh Sha'rawi, an Egyptian scholar, when he was giving Tafsir Quran, he said that of all the five pillars of Islam, fasting is the only one for Allah. There's no microphone. We're waiting for it to come, inshallah. I'll speak loud. Of all the pillars of Islam, fasting is the only one for Allah only. And what does that mean? What do you mean it's only for Allah? Let's go through the five pillars of Islam, the Shahada. Okay, I testify there's only one God and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his prophet. That pillar of Islam can be used for other people. And I'll give example of a ruler, for Fir'aun. Let's say a Pharaoh. People can say, I swear that Fir'aun is God. And they can go and they can prostrate before him and say, I swear Fir'aun is God. So this is not something only Allah, for only Allah. Let's look at Salah. People can go and pray to an idol. They could pray to a piece of stone. They could pray to a ruler. They could pray and you know, prostrate down to him. And he could demand it of them. And he have them, you know, one of the thing of kings is, and it's forbidden for Muslims to do, is to prostrate before a person. And some of the kings, when they would capture a Muslim army, they would make them prostrate before them. And the Muslims wouldn't prostrate. And there was an example of one king who, when the Muslims would come to them as a delegation, he would ask them to prostrate, they wouldn't prostrate. So what he did is he built a corridor going to his throne, which was small, that you would have to bow down in order to go through. And so what did the Muslims do? They went backwards, so that their behinds would be facing him. Let's look at another one. We have zakat. Everybody knows you can give money to a person. That's not something that specifically you can give to, you know, a woman you love, a zakat. And Hajj, people make pilgrimage to, you know, the Vatican to go see the Pope before he dies. It's a pilgrimage for them. You know, I'm going to make pilgrimage to the Vatican. Fasting is the only thing for Allah. You can't tell a person, a ruler, I'll say I'm a ruler, and I want to say, fast for me. Is he going to have somebody walking around with him all day, 24 hours a day, every second, watching to see if this person doesn't eat anything or doesn't drink it? He could have something in his pocket and nobody's looking. He could just eat it. There's no way that a person can make sure that somebody's fast. And try it. You can make sure somebody prays. Our parents do it all the time. Did you pray? Did you pray Salah? Did you do this? And they'll watch us while we do it. They know. But fasting, they can't. It's impossible. And this is why it develops taqwa. Because nobody's telling you to do it. Nobody's sitting over you with the whip and telling you and watching you. You have to do it inside of yourself. You have to, you know, make that own fear of Allah is what's pushing you to do this fasting. And even every year at Rutgers University, they have a fastathon where they ask non-Muslims to fast for a day, and the proceeds, every person who fasts, charities will donate for every person to, and this year was to the Indian Relief. And a person, a non-Muslim, asked me, well, how do you know if I'm fasting? I could just sign up and they'll get the money, that's it. I said, I won't know if you're fasting. That's just something between you and Allah. You made a promise. That's something between you and Allah. The second thing about fasting, what's good about Allah, and continuing this hadith, fasting is a shield or protection from the... This is Rasulullah SAW saying it. Fasting is a shield or protection from the fire and from committing sins. There's another hadith on Rasulullah ﷺ that says,
I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, indeed, anyone who fasts for one day for Allah's pleasure, Allah will keep his face away from the hellfire for a distance covered by a journey of 70 years. Rasulullah says fasting is a shield and protection from the fire. He's saying that all you have to do is fast for one day, just one day, to be accepted by Allah's pleasure, and a journey will be kept away from you and the hellfire for 70 years. And that's not like, oh, 70 years away. The hellfire is so massive. You know, when you're going over the salat,